Pod Culture, episode 449, Lemon Barf Loaf, part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Andy.
Yes.
I got confused for a second.
Brief pause. moment of silence for Glenn.
Yeah, he died in a fiery helicopter crash.
He's celebrating
Curly's. He's got a little remote control.
Curly's birthday, and okay. I appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah, he's off on special assignments, so we have our substitute geeker in.
I hope they're having a wonderful time.
Yes, indeed.
Yay. Doing something fabulously nerdy.
Even if they're just sitting on the couch watching bad movies.
No, because she'll say fuck that shit.
But I have it on Laserdisc.
I hope she gets to be in charge of the Netflix today.
I think she probably has her own account.
She does.
Her whole own account. Not
Good
even anywhere connected to Glenn.
Homegirl, I understand.
Whereas, you know, we share an account and really fuck with their algorithms.
Yeah, I was glad when we finally figured out different accounts because, yeah, our algorithms were...
The thing is, not everything will let you choose. Like, on my phone, it doesn't let me choose which account. It's either my phone or my iPod. Or it doesn't let me pick. It automatically defaults to Brad. And I keep waiting for the update where you're allowed to pick.
Oh, gotcha.
And on the Roku in the bedroom, there's only one you're not allowed to pick.
It's like the second gen Roku.
If there's stuff I want to watch in the bedroom, I have to add it to his.
Well, you just mess with Brad's algorithms. Yeah. That's fine.
I don't use it as near as often as she does. So
That's why I pay for it, because I get the most use out of it.
Fair's fair.
Yeah. Oh, so what has everyone been up to? I'm going to start.
You can start.
I got a job.
Yay!
Technically I have it, but I have not started it yet. This is my last weekend of vacation.
Yeah.
So we're starting here. And want to thank Mr. Andy, because he tracked down the lead that led to getting the job. So.
Oh, okay.
So...
I knew some peoples.
That's the bottle of Tullamore Dew.
Brad was like, what's that thing? I'm like, Tullamore Dew.
Yeah. I was looking for the little crock bottles that they have.
Yeah, those are a little more rare. I know. Every single one of them that I can when I get them.
They used to have them over here at the Liquor Barn, the Liquor Express.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I think the last time I stopped by there, I had the choice of getting the crock pot, or I just get the bottle this time because I got to shoot the fireball
time. That, you know, because the crock is very distinctive, so it's easy to see on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And you're looking around, because they have walls of whiskey. It's a little liquor store, but there's like walls of fucking whiskey.
And then a wall of bourbon, because it is Kentucky.
Yeah, which bourbon is a whiskey, or whiskey is a bourbon? How do we get the two?
Bourbon is a whiskey.
Bourbon is a whiskey, okay.
Yeah. I highly enjoyed the port.
That was was pretty good the last time.
Good stuff.
That 22-minute boozing geek cuisine.
Yes.
that was a segment.
That was a good.
That
was pretty good.
Yep.
Still say it tastes like popsicle stick.
What?
The wood. Yeah. You get the wood taste.
No. It's those little spoons and those little ice cream cups we used to get in school.
Yeah.
The same thing. What the hell do you think popsicle sticks are made out of?
But still, it's different.
Same fucking wood. But yes. I have a job that starts on Monday. Actually, by the time you're hearing this on VOG, I should probably just be pulling in the door. Or they're about to
coming in.
And I will have no voice because I'll have been singing all day long.
Top of her lungs.
Yeah.
And somebody will think the cat's
80s
dying.
80s galore at my house.
Power cords and all.
Galore at my house.
But yeah, it's Let's just say things are very circular sometimes.
Asymmetry.
Yeah. Yeah. Asymmetry. That will be explained off mic as to why it's circular. It is very, very
familiar,
ironic.
Familiar grounds.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Which is good.
Odd.
That's good. So, Christina, what have you been up to?
Not a whole lot. Watching TV. Talking to my sister a lot, which is really nice.
Guy problems are again?
Not really problems. Just she's keeping me in the loop, and I really appreciate that. Like, the one night we talked for, like, 4.5 hours.
No kidding. There was a lot of giggling going on.
She makes me wheeze. Like, I laugh so hard. The way she tells a story is ridiculous. I mean, like, it could be the most mundane thing, and she tells it in a funny way. I'm like, you need to write this shit down, because it's just, she's funny. And, like, she has these adventures, and I was telling my dad, I said, she's had more adventures at 18 than I've had my whole life. He says, no, no, no. He goes, it's not really adventures. It's just the way she tells it makes it sound like it was adventurous.
That's point of view.
I'm like, yeah. Yep. I'm like, that's just amazing. But, yeah, she's driving now. So that's a little bit scary.
Yep.
I worry about her.
Floor it.
Yeah, that SpongeBob. Yeah, we had a joke about that episode of SpongeBob where he's taking his driving lessons for, like, the 18th time, and he keeps trying to floor it. So when on the day she took her test, I sent her a text, floor it. But it's just nice to talk to her all the time now, because we don't really talk. We didn't used to talk a lot.
If you just wedge it into the parallel parking zone, does that count? Just kind of, you know.
Well, she passed. The first time she took it, she passed maneuverability but failed the other part, like the street part. By, like, 2 points. So she had to wait 2 weeks and take it again.
Oh.
But the only reason she had to wait 2 weeks was because, like, everybody else that day failed. So that was, like, the soonest appointment available. It was 2 weeks later. So
I think if everybody else that day failed.
I guess whoever they had given the test must have been extra on it. Because, like, yeah.
You had Dolores Umbridge giving the test.
Yeah. Like, everybody had to reschedule their test, so she had to fit in where she could. But she's doing a good job now.
Yeah, just don't tell her how much the rims on your car cost.
Well, she's driving the Buick, so it's all right.
No, yeah, she can put that thing around the telephone pole.
And
the telephone pole will snap in half, and the Buick will be fine.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's an armored car.
It was Grandpa's Buick, so it's good.
Oh, it's freaking land barge.
Yeah.
You can parallel park that sucker.
Oh, yeah, she can. She's good. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm in the Cuyahoga. Man, I'm floating.
You're right.
Adam, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, just work and lots of work, really. It's been crazy, but I'm considering that job security.
I agree.
So yeah. Just been lots of data requests and projects and just crazy.
Good.
Crystal and I have been doing real good, just hanging out and having fun. And
I saw you got some kind of just like love basket of caramel apple.
Yes.
It was like
amazing.
Easter, Christmas. It was like a Christmas basket.
No, just because. It was a just because basket.
It was
apple caramel, the pirate booty, corn pops or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's really good. Caramel apple, like granola bars.
Those are
caramel,
good.
Yeah. Mm. Caramel apple blow pops.
Caramel. Well, okay, which is the caramel? Which is the caramel? And which is the apple? And the caramel apple blow pops,
like the swirl kind of thing.
Okay.
And the gum is supposed to be apple.
Okay.
But the flavor of the gum only lasts for 10 seconds. Okay. So.
But it's getting there.
But it's getting there. That is. It's the journey.
One, two, three.
She rocks.
And a bunch of other stuff too. So, yeah, she's fantastic. We're doing wedding photography tomorrow.
Nice.
For my cousin's wedding.
Quick.
Yeah.
Well, somebody else's.
Yes. And Sunday, we're going on a breakfast cruise on the Belle of Cincinnati because a bunch of steamboats are in town for the Belle of Louisville's 100th birthday party.
And Jeffersonville's a part of that, too.
Yeah.
With their bringing back steamboat days.
Yeah.
So that's what we may have to go to tomorrow.
You may be doing that.
Okay. You want to watch Doctor Who?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And we went to a Halloween party last night, and she dressed up as a pumpkin, and I had a shirt that had the mathematical symbol for pi on it.
I love it. Oh my god, that's so cute.
Do you ever have that thing when so many thoughts are firing off in your head right now? You don't know which one.
You just freeze.
Love that.
That was very big of you to go with a pumpkin joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
I told her
that's the only kind of pumpkin I like. So.
Reminds me of the first season of How I Met Your Mother,
Slutty Pumpkin.
The Slutty Pumpkin.
The Slutty Pumpkin.
That's how they met.
I was wondering if he's going to be dressed as anyone. Hanging Chad.
Oh, that's funny.
Back when the show was actually pretty good.
Gosh, I don't know that I've been doing a whole
running
lot since. No, actually, wow. It's been so busy.
He's full of caramel things. He cannot move.
I know, but I need to get back into it. I was actually thinking about that the other day. It's like I haven't run in a while, and
the weather's gorgeous.
Yeah, well, at least today, it's been amazing. But next year, I think I'm gonna try for another Tough Mudder.
Surprise. Yeah,
I know. I'm insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
What color headband is that?
That's blue.
It's blue.
Yes. I got my green one. The next one's a blue one. So I'll get my orange and my blue. Well, orange like everybody else. But yeah, that's about it, I think.
Andy, what have you been up to, bud?
Oh, I got some video game talk later.
Video game talk later. Okay.
Work a lot of that too. I think the last time I was talking about, I'm teaching junior English for the first time in 17 years.
Yeah, it's usually a grade or two above what you've been doing.
Two above, and it's been an adventure. Boy, it has really eaten into my time because, well, they have to write more. They're juniors, so that takes more time to grade and do a good job on. So that's been doing a lot of that.
I admire teachers that actually read the homework instead of just
I cover with sticky notes with feedback, and that way they can revise, edit, and hopefully, complain about the 2-page essay.
You don't use a red pen?
No. I like to use different colors other than red. That was way back in even school teaching that red is. It's that negative connotation.
I know. I
use green. Brad. So green is now a negative connotation.
It depends on what earth you're from.
That's true.
Earth.
Yeah, I think I took the quiz. I was a indigo.
Indigo lantern?
Yeah.
I could see that.
I'm just going to carry on staff.
Compassion. Yeah, I could see that.
Which is why I'm no longer teaching.
Not a lot of gaming, more TV. For exercise, just foam fighting, just beating the crap out of people with medieval weaponry.
I love seeing the
It's a hobby. My son is very much into it, so it's something we can go out and do together. And
is there foam archery?
Yes,
I want to do that.
Yeah, we have to use a lighter bow. I mean, you don't want to have something that's actually going to pierce somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
It is the most dangerous thing we have on the field because it is a real bow and a real arrow. Granted. Carefully constructed.
But still, he'll still hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah. You can snap somebody's head.
Boxing
glove arrow.
Actually, the thing I've always wanted to design, you have spears.
Yeah.
And I have an 8-foot-long spear. It's got a band shot pole. Like, marching bands would have the flags waving those flags. It's just a big pole. It's a fiberglass pole. Doesn't have a lot of flex to it.
Launch it.
Build up. Put a Nerf football kind of thing on the end of it and becomes a spear. What I've always wanted to do is to get one of those Hulk gloves. And at least get the internal markings out of it so every time I hit somebody with a spear, it goes, Hulk smash!
Oh, my goodness.
just because.
That would be fairly easy to dissect
I think so.
But, it's probably just a mercury switch or something in there. I'm just thinking of a Hulk on the end of a Hulk hand
if
on
I can
the end of a
And if I can actually pad the fist enough, then, I'll stick that right over the edge.
Bam!
So take a hit or else.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So
that is awesome. Well, I guess that's it on what we've been up to.
Not a whole lot. A lot of watching TV.
Oh, a lot of TV. We got some TV.
Might be a TV segment tonight.
Yeah, or 4 or 5 of them. We might have a part Q. And we will be back with more of the show right after this.
Get a job.
Already got one. We are back with some geek cuisine, and this one is kind of scary because
it's Halloween. So
it's Halloween, yeah. It looks like a hot dog filled Twinkie.
I'm looking at the picture on the cover here. Hostess Twinkies with orange cream filling. It's an S with
cream.
Cream filling.
That hurts me.
Yeah. 10-individual golden sponge cake with orange flavored creamy filling.
It took everything I had not to open that damn box.
And the picture really does look like a horrible, convenience store cheese dog.
Nightmare.
It looks like a Twinkie corn dog.
Cheese dog nightmare.
Now all we have to do is deep fry one of these suckers.
Writing that down.
Deep fried.
We might have
I almost bought the deep fried Oreos at Harvest Homecoming the other day.
Take one down.
Oh,
pass it around.
Yeah.
And what was that title again?
Cheese dog
nightmare.
Nightmare. Yeah. Oh, wow. That is very orange.
Yeah, you can see it through the bottom of the package.
Just a second.
He's taking show notes.
Yep, taking show notes.
We've got a few episode titles to choose from now.
And I have the whole box.
Okay.
I might have to fight you.
He has the Twinkies.
Smells
makes me think
very
of
orangey. Yeah, there's an orange. Yeah.
I cannot have a Twinkie without thinking of Zombieland.
Yeah.
I hate snow. Okay.
Hey, Andy, turn that microphone just a little bit more. That way, get into it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Snowball.
There we go. Perfect. That. Oh, wow. That's orange. There we go. This is great radio, I know. But
orange. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Smellies there.
Christina just had to.
No, it's like electric orange.
Well, yeah, it's very, very orangey, very kind of electric orange. That's a good description.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, very subtle.
not getting a huge orange flavor off of it.
Yeah, I just it's very subtle.
A little bit in the aftertaste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where it mostly resides.
After the Twinkie cake kind of melts away.
Licking my palate just a...
What? A caramel apple Twinkie.
Ooh.
Don't tease.
Christina?
What?
Pumpkin spice Twinkies.
I'd pay good cashy money.
I paid good cashy money to
watch
see Adam's face as you unwrapped it.
You know what?
Adam's face would match mine after some of the, you know, mixers that I've created.
With the exception of finally cracking open my pumpkin cheesecake ice cream last night.
Oh, you finally ate this stuff?
Uh-huh. I left half of it for you because I thought you'd want to try it.
Okay.
But that's the first pumpkin thing I've had this season. Like, I have not had anything pumpkin this season.
Wow. You sure about you sure about that?
Yeah.
I thought you had a latte or something.
Not yet.
I had a Crystal and I went to. She got a new iPhone, iPhone 6, and
six, or to six the, plus,
just six. And we stopped by, Heine Brothers, and they had Huber's
cider.
Apple cider.
Oh my goodness!
And I got caramel in it. And it was glorious. It was glorious.
I wish I thought about it. I thought about it when I was at Kroger's today of getting cider, and I'm like, no, if I'm going to get cider, I'm going to get Huber cider.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I forgot to go to Little Tom's Market or whatever it was up the street to.
Oh yeah.
To get the cider because you know, Fireball. Mm-hmm.
And they have hours.
Huh?
They have weird hours.
Oh, yeah, they do have weird hours, but. I'm glad you brought up Crystal there because, you know, I said in the open, you know, thanks with Andy on getting the job and everything. But actually, Crystal was a little instrumental as well because I had to get some shit notarized.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
She came over all pretty in her work clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Darn, I let my notary expire.
She is in heels.
She's so hot.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah, you better keep her. Otherwise, I'm going to have to hurt you, bud.
I told Brad, I'm like, she's so great. If Adam doesn't keep her, I will.
That would be an awkward show.
If Adam doesn't keep her, I will.
I had to get some stuff.
I don't plan on letting her go.
To fax off to, I guess, the main office and stuff. And I guess rather than the HR department's off there and rather have to go through some really convoluted stuff to get it notarized. So I made a comment on Facebook. I didn't know she was a notary.
Yep.
He's like, I'm a notary.
Notary easy. And an attorney.
It's a really easy thing to do.
And notary. A model and a nerd.
Yeah.
She's like perfect.
You pay $50, $60 and you're a notary for 4 years.
Yep.
It's really nothing.
That's pretty awesome.
I got all my stuff sent off and I got the actual, cleared.
Because I got myself a present.
You get a stamp and a certificate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Yeah, that's right. You did get a new toy, didn't you?
One of the nice little ones you can, like, you know, the raised paper deck.
Oh, yeah.
I guess those.
Yeah, though, with the gold seal and the raisin. And
I could, if you want to, I'd buy packets of the foil and so I could really...
awesome.
Ooh. Oh, fancy. So, Twinkies.
Okay.
Thumbs up.
Twinkies,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
With a little added orange flavor. It's very subtle, but...
Well, the flavor is subtle. The color, not so much.
No, yes, exactly.
The color looks like, you know, when we were driving through construction.
Yeah. There's no mistaking.
It is, if someone took the Kraft cheese powder from when you make Kraft macaroni and cheese and mixed it with the regular Twinkie filling.
Yeah.
That's the color.
That's the color it would
be. That's the color.
Yeah. But before it's been diluted much. Yeah.
A microwave and a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
You think most gay cuisines need a scoop of microwave?
Can you tell me
a scoop
what
of microwave?
Is, scoop of microwave?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Can you tell a scoop me of what microwave? Is made
That's with, what he said.
Right?
Can you tell me what is made worse with ice cream? Nothing. What is made worse?
Depends on flavor of ice cream.
Except for gummy bears. What is made worse with ice cream?
Well, yeah, gummy bears because they get hard.
Steak.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be good with steak.
I don't think that would be good.
What's a slushy taste like? Beef.
Whoa.
That was weird.
It's a Doctor Who line. All right, so the screaming orange Twinkies, thumbs up all around.
Oh, yeah.
There's a thumbs up coming in.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with a Twinkie. I'm sorry.
No.
I want to try the banana ones. I've never had a banana one.
They are nasty.
But I like banana flavored things.
You're weird.
Yeah?
All right. And we will be back with more of the show right after Christina just shows us just how weird she is.
That's what we do every night.
Oh, shit. That's right. That's this whole damn show, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, pretty much.
Weirdness exudes from my pores.
Dear America, we're here to inform you. Your stereotypes about the English you have just done are true. We don't all live in castles, we're not obsessed by royalty. It's a bit different here, as you're about to see. As you're about to see. Just because I'm English doesn't mean I drink lots of tea. And no, before you bloody ask, I've never met the Queen. The weather's not that bad here. It's not cloudy all the time. I remember once when it didn't rain back in 1970. Was it 70 or was it 60? Oh, America, it's time to make you see. It's not all Mary Poppins and Charles Dickens fantasy. We traded in our top hats and we pinned our caviar. We don't walk around singing tally-ho, pip-pip, old boy, go forth across the pond. Gentleman on his way back from Benidorm, suitcase rammed with cigarettes, hand luggage full of porn. He's been away on his holiday, spent half of it in jail. He had to ring up his old mum to wire him the bail. Oh, America, I think that you will find the English blokes are by far the worst in the history of mankind. They're borderline alcoholics and champion know-it-alls. Just come down to our local pub and you can meet them all across the pond. Fair maidens of old England will leave you in despair. Passed out beside your pub, vomits all in her hair. She's only had a couple of pints, now she's anyone's to be had. Out cold naked, legs are sprayed, sweat like a drop kebab. Oh, America, we think that you should know. There's no English princesses, just dirty skanky hoes. They traded in their bodies for a way that they pay. They spend their time on their backs collecting STDs.
Across the pond.
It's great. The fall TV season is in full gear. So all the shows are back or coming very, very, very soon.
Yes.
So what has everyone been watching? We'll start off with Mr. Andy.
Been watching more, playing less lately because I can kind of grade and watch. But, you know, you speak of the fall season. We've got some new shows. Flash. We watched a little bit.
Yes.
Not quite, but a Queen soundtrack would not go amiss.
A good spinoff of the Arrow series.
Yep, which is also back.
Excellent.
Season 3. Season 2 is on Netflix. As we like to call it,
the Felicity Show. Felicity Show.
She's so cute. I tell you, if you're a Walking Dead fan, the opening episode was like,
yeah, that
holy
just,
shit, yeah. holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. By the time it was over, I mean, yeah.
And then literal shit.
Yeah, okay. So, if you have not watched the season premiere of The Walking Dead.
I just said, holy shit.
We get into talking about this.
Yeah,
we're going to spoil the shit.
Sweeties.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Carol's badass, yeah. man.
And she's subtly badass.
That like, was she the kind grossest of, thing I have ever seen in
she's,
my life.
She's,
but I
she's
love
fucking
it.
Ninja, man. Ninja with a sniper rifle.
Yeah. The hell with not fucking with Michonne. Don't fuck with her.
Yeah.
I didn't like her a lot last season. Just because of... And I understand why she treated the children the way she did. Mm-hmm. And I totally get that.
Yeah.
But as... I didn't like her for having to be that kind
exactly.
of person. But so, I totally understand why she wanted to prepare them for the real world, but I hated that she had to do it.
Yeah.
And I didn't like her a lot last season, but now it's like, holy crap.
Andy, look at the flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. that was hardcore, and I didn't like that, but I understood it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now it's like she's back with a vengeance, man.
Yeah, my wife just suddenly looked at me after one particular scene and said, in the apocalypse, I want her on my side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was not expecting that
enough
from her.
I could make a team of women just on the shows that we're watching now that if the zombies came, I'd want them on my team.
Yep. Just from zombie shows we watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, man, the part where she's in Terminus... And then finds their possessions in the other folks' stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. When she finds the bow, that was it.
Yeah. Find Daryl's crossbow.
That was it.
Slings it over her shoulder.
She's not letting that go.
Oh.
Yeah. And then her confrontation with Tasha Yar was...
I didn't even recognize
that. That was hard.
Yeah.
Frickin' beats us. Get out of Tasha.
And the way it ends is just like, and I'm not here.
Yeah.
Just ninja. Boop, yep. Gone.
Ninja vanish.
But.
And and here I am, you know, practical me. Like, it's like in the Vampire Diaries, mm-hmm. how there's magically candles everywhere. Like, where do they get all these LED candles and how do they keep them all going?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like logical me. Kicks in the most random spot.
Like, why? There's nobody in there. Why are they all lit?
In these totally unreal shows, the logic always kicks in at some point.
Well, you didn't know that the Terminus facility was originally a candle factory.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you know, traditionally, candles were made from fat.
Yeah.
And if you
there's
know,
a lot of
see.
That was point. See, after seeing that episode of
Damn You and Your Logic,
poor fat bastards.
After seeing that episode of Z Nation, too.
Oh, yeah,
and seeing them so close together, it was like, oh, okay, I can handle this. I can't handle it.
Z Nation, you get to take Z Nation with a grain of salt.
It's like the anti Walking Dead,
yeah.
It's like they don't take themselves seriously, but it's still a pretty
at
cool
all.
Show.
Huh. Z Nation's great.
It's really fun. And I'm not an Asylum video person at all, but I really enjoy Z Nation.
Huh.
Yeah, the zombie electric fence was pretty great.
I mean, that's logical.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really logical stuff, and the fact that she's got the baseball bat with the spikes in it. Like,
you don't run out of ammo with a baseball bat.
That is hardcore, and she's just, she's one of the ones I want on my team.
Oh, not Kaylee?
And I can't think of what her name is that,
Well, I mean, Zombie Apocalypse Guide, you know, says, Survival Guide says, you know, swords don't need reloading.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
They need sharpening, though.
So
that's why I get a barrel mace. Actually, a little, anyway.
Back to the Back to the Walking Dead, probably.
Dude, my mom made me this mace. Sorry.
Back in an ounce of killer shrooms.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was a funny movie.
Crossing. Goddamn movie was fucking awesome.
Yep.
Nice and badass.
Nice
laugh.
Nice and badass.
Yep.
Good badass.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, that was great. But yeah,
my mother made me that maze.
The scene at the end with Carol and the other survivors.
This is Carol.
Reuniting.
This is my friend Daryl. This is my other friend Daryl.
And Rick comes up. Is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, you're back.
Yeah. Yeah, she's kind of redeemed herself.
And then the with Daryl, just yeah. the look on
the,
his face.
The hug, the
that was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was actually just because she got his crossbow back.
I don't even
care. It's his very favorite crossbow. Yeah.
I honestly don't even care about Daryl. I'm sorry. Everybody loves him. To me, he's okay, but eh. But
cousin Jean will fight you for that.
I love, you know, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that she loves him because there are people that I find insanely attractive that nobody else does. So I totally
like William Catt.
No. I had a childhood love for him. I wasn't. No, my love for Ralphie was pure.
I've seen the pictures of you glowing
because I was giddy that I met the characters I loved when I was four.
It's like that picture of me and John Barrowman.
And you were 20. Mm-hmm. But, I did love that scene where they met up again. And yeah, I did, that I was love really, that they really, finally yes. found the damn baby.
And nice reveal oh my at the gosh, end yes. with someone else.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But anyway, yeah, we've done very well not to spoil too much, right?
Too much.
Yeah,
yeah, too much.
I guess.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Talking Dead was good after that.
Yeah, I went to bed. I'm sorry. It's late. No. I gotta get
yeah.
up. My
yeah, you get up.
How about Gotham, guys?
Gotham. You know, I like it, and I think it'll
I think
start
a lot of room
when they shift from if they can start shifting away from the Bruce and Alfred mm-hmm. stuff and start getting away from that. Which I mean,
but
I know.
I like seeing Alfred.
I do.
I love his. I love
that
actor.
A very different relationship
love,
that I've ever
and I love
seen.
Seeing that, yeah.
Portrayed.
And it is, you know, Pertwee.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But I think Gotham would be better with less. Because there's always the anvils that are kind of being yeah, thrown at you that, okay, you know, here's this, and here's this girl that you know is going to be Ivy, and you know this is going to be Catwoman, to the point to like when her goggles are up on her head, they look like cat ears.
See, to me, I don't see them as cat ears. To me, since they're greenish blue, they remind me of cat eyes.
And but, does she not look uncannily like a very young Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, but they hired her because she was... of how
gymnast.
She moved. Yeah. She doesn't, she's not an actress. So it's even cooler that she's that good and not even being an actress. But I think they have to show Bruce because they have to show the relationship between Jim and Bruce.
I don't think
there's a,
so.
Wow.
At least to a point.
I have high hopes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think this has a lot of room to grow. Mm-hmm.
I love Penguin.
I think
good. Oh, he is. That kid is great. The actor playing Penguin is.
Do you know, he was that actor was the first one to have his throat slit in the trough in the Walking Dead episode.
Was he really?
That was that actor.
Okay, we're going to have to go back and watch that again.
Then that was also the same guy. He'd already been on there. His sister got eaten.
Yes,
his sister
had been on there
had
before.
The limp or the club foot.
Oh, my God.
And they fixed up his shoulder,
mm-hmm.
Carol and Rick.
My God.
Yeah, that was the same guy. I did not even realize he was.
No.
But I mean, like how
I made that connection, I was proud. But okay.
Wow.
And the last shot of this last episode we watched, I think we're one behind, but where he's standing there, like a pink in his feet, or like.
And I like that whatever he ordered off that truck was fish.
Oh, the tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah, tuna fish sandwich. But I just like him. He maybe because he reminds me so much of Alan Cumming, and I love Alan Cumming.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
But he's just so desperate.
From the first episode when he took the baseball bat to that guy and that look of glee on his face. It's
the fact that he'd sell out his own mother, played by the most adorable Carol Kane. It's nice to see her.
Yeah.
She plays mad so well.
With a toaster.
It's funny.
She just plays insane so well. I'm not a witch. I'm your wife.
But right now, I'm have fun stolen a castle.
All right. Let's see what else. We talked about Gotham. Arrow,
back.
Kind of a big shocker in that premiere.
I
was doing the entire happy dance the entire time. I mean, I was doing the girly happy dance.
She does not like Sarah. Did not like Sarah.
No. Just the Felicity Oliver stuff.
Oh, the Felicity stuff.
I was doing the happy dance the entire time. Because I'm like, God damn it, it's about damn time.
You know, all right, we're going to spoil it.
Spoiler
alert. I'm going to spoil it. Okay, we all, if you're a comic fan, you know, actually, Laurel, first name Diana, Diana Laurel Lance is the Black Canary. Wherever the hell this Sarah came from, yeah, we don't know.
They made her up to kill her off.
Yep. And they did. Yeah. And they kind of hinted at who that was.
Aww.
I'm thinking there's a twist to this, because I don't think it's going to be Malcolm Merlyn.
I don't think so either.
It's going to be Thea.
Well, I talked to my aunt.
Because she took off with him at the end of the last season.
Well, I've been spoiled because I talked to Nancy today.
Ah, okay.
I talked to my aunt who watches things when they air. And then she calls me and goes, Chrissy, did you watch? And I'm like, no. She goes, well, you wouldn't believe what happened. And then by the time she gets it done, I can't have stopped her. But
that's when you click.
I would never hang up on her.
Nancy, you got to spoil me again? Click.
Never would I. What's wrong with you?
Then you eventually teach them not to spoil. Like smacking a dog with your nose when they piddle on the floor. Smack them with the newspaper.
I am so not going to tell my aunt that you
just smack your aunt with the newspaper.
Yeah. She'd kick your ass.
Bad analogy.
Yeah. You don't want to mess with my Aunt Nancy. She'll rip your face off.
I'm sorry. I'll break it up.
Yeah. But, it's going to be good. But I think it's just the fact that they at least got their one date made me so happy. Like, it's about damn time.
I would be happy if they totally break from canon and somehow it made Felicity the Black Canary.
She would be awesome.
Because she's got the look for it already. With the
she
tall
would
and
be
the
so awesome. They need to make her something because she deserves more credit.
Well, essentially, she's Oracle.
She's just cool.
But that's a bat title, but
yeah. Oh,
she's like the watchtower for Ollie. Mm-hmm. But
it's not a perfect match.
Yeah.
But we talked earlier, watching some Flash earlier, the crossover potentials.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good.
The
name of the episode, because I guess there's a two-night event where the two shows cross over. I know that the episode on Arrow is called The Brave and the Bold.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Nicely done.
Cool.
The other one's like Flash versus Green Arrow, I think, on Flash or something like that.
Oh, they're so cute.
So, yeah, this is going to be pretty good. Let's see.
Shirtless a lot.
I know this is a TARDIS interrupt us, but we were a few episodes into Capaldi.
Oh,
yes. We like to call it Capaldi.
Yeah,
Capaldi. Oh, sorry.
Like every Saturday, my mom will send me the promo shot that's on. I don't know if it's on the BBC's Facebook, but it's like a shot from the episode, and then it'll say hashtag Who Day. And she sends that to me.
Who Day?
She'll text that to me every Saturday.
Just so you know. By the way, it's on tonight.
And then I send her back, happy Capal Day. And she goes, I'm ready. Like, she's all about it.
See, we have Matter Day.
We had Matter Day. Yeah.
And now we got Capal Day.
There you go.
I love him so much, I can't even stand it right now.
Yeah, I can't even stand it. There's some shit going down. Although this last two
dark.
Episodes, there's been this stuff with Clara and her deciding not being mad at the doctor and not wanting to travel. And
time has gone by, though. They explained that.
Yeah, yes. I know, but it just seems
rumor that she's leaving.
Yeah. That's what they're setting up.
Yeah, and then so it's like I've been trying to piece it together. How are they gonna? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you what the title of the last episode is. Death in Heaven.
Well, there we go. We all know who that involves.
It better not be stupid. I'll be so angry if it's stupid. If Missy is something stupid, I'm gonna be angry.
I'm glad the last couple episodes has not had that stupid shit in there.
I don't know. Well, I'm kind of curious now. Like, I'm wondering what that is. Like, what could that be?
And
who is she?
Is that going to carry on for the next year and a half?
Yeah, where are they? Damn it.
They're in a cracking time.
Where?
No, wait a minute. That's a Gallifreyans.
Yeah. That's
Gallifreyans.
Which it's like some sort of space station or something.
My God, was she not hot as a flapper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, Clara.
I think, what is it, Tracy posted she was going to go broke back?
I'm right behind her. My God.
Clara, you turned a lot of ladies that night.
Bam!
She's been on my list since day one, but damn.
That was the luckiest neckline.
And I know, just the whole, like, the bottom of the dress and the beading.
I didn't make it
in
down
the middle of the dress and the top of the dress.
In the part where the dress touches it.
That whole area.
In the legs. Yeah. And the whole thing the legs touch. Pretty much that whole area.
Have you ever been with a warrior woman?
Yeah. Have you? Yeah. I'm live.
The part where they just let him go on that is great. Yes, yeah. we somehow jump left from...
You know,
well, actually, there
the
is
first
a...
year I had hair down there, if you know what I mean.
You know...
Kudos to the guy across the table for keeping a straight face as long as he did.
Yes.
Just saying.
You know what's bad when we're referencing outtakes from a show? Yeah,
Firefly.
No. God, I've only been 5 days since I watched him.
I think it was the best cartoon I ever saw, or it was going around on Facebook. So the execs at Fox sitting around and going, "All right, we need a show like Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, with spaceships and westerns and all this."
Yeah, and one guy says, "We had one.
It's called Firefly."
And he gets thrown out of the window. Yeah.
Here's one of the things that I liked best about this episode. The
Mummy on the Orient Express.
Yes, Mummy on the Orient Express. Aside from the costumes and the setting, which I absolutely...
That was very cool.
Oh my God. I love that whole era. But I love that the cover that Foxes did of Don't Stop Me Now. Queen's Don't Stop Me Now. Like, I'm one of those people that I hear a Queen song and I can name that song in two notes or less.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I heard it, I knew that's what it was. And I'm like, that's Clara's theme. Don't talk me out of this. Don't stop me now. I'm having a good time. Don't stop me now. It bookends
that's true.
At the end of the episode where she's like, you're not stopping me now.
That's true.
And I loved that.
That she lied to the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, no. Straight up.
She lied. Oh,
well,
yeah,
she's,
yeah.
Well, she's trying. Well,
she
both.
She lied to them both.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I think the doctor knows it. And stupid... Oh, my mom hates Danny Pink with a burning fiery passion.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And
there is a little Mickey there.
No, but no. I see where she's going because she's like, okay. She has traveled with the doctor for how long now? And they have been through hell and high water. And even in that first episode where she reached out her hand in the back and said, if he's the man I know, he's going to be where he's always been. He's going to have my back. And there he was.
Mm-hmm.
He has never let her down yet. He's not like how Matt was with Amy, who left her for 40 years for dead. But, I mean...
It's been a couple of weeks.
No, but he's not as...
I sent you out for coffee. What?
Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
I got distracted. But he's not as untimely as Matt was. He gets her to her
Yeah, he's a lot more accurate.
He gets her to school on time. He gets, and she's trusted him this whole time. When he's regenerated, she trusted him. And not until Danny Pink has she started to question, is this the thing for me to be doing?
Yeah, because she was unsure and then got the call from 11.
He puts these little, but Danny's been the ones to put these little seeds of doubt into her head.
You had an interesting theory.
What?
Of who Danny Pink or Awesome Pink, Orson Pink is.
Oh, I think Orson Pink is her great grandson.
As the master. What if he's really the master?
No, my mom brought that up. She's like, what if Danny's the master trying to split them up?
Oh.
Because, like, never until now has she had any doubt that the doctor was going to take care of her.
True.
And since she met Danny... He's been trying to split them up.
I'm pretty damn sure that's not the case.
It's not.
But it's a very interesting theory.
I mean, but...
Whether he knows it or not, it's some kind of chameleon, whatever.
I mean, I see where she's coming from, where she's never doubted the doctor until now.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like, I can't do this anymore. It's too dangerous. I have to make these choices. And it's like, well, the choices were okay with you last week before you met Danny Pink. And it's like, I can see where her hatred of him... I don't agree with her entirely, but I can see where her hatred of him comes from.
Hmm.
And apparently, for whatever reason, I've been noticing things around the fandom. You know, Clara's are like our favorite companion.
Hell yeah.
Not the most popular.
See, I want to know why. I would like to know why. I mean, I'm not going to be critical, but I honestly, honest to God, would like to know why. Because I can tell you why I don't like Martha. I can tell you why I didn't always love Rose.
Rose was too, you know, whiny.
Yeah, I despised Amy.
Yeah, exactly.
I despised Amy. Exactly, I was waiting to, like, please leave her for another damn 40 years.
I can tell you exactly why I hated Amy. So I would like for somebody to
you didn't like the hands.
I didn't like Amy. Period. Her whole attitude. But
she was. Donna, awesome.
Donna.
No, Donna was not awesome.
I like Donna.
I've been reading a lot that said that
partial to Martha.
Clara.
Kind of part.
Yeah. Dead ass. Yeah, dead I'm ass. Just saying. Holy cow.
Up until Clara came along, you know, that right there, Martha.
Martha ranked pretty high.
I want to see Clara in some, you know, cargo pants like Martha was sporting.
I've been reading a lot that people are loving Clara with 12 like they love Donna with 10, where it's not that romantic relationship, that there's nothing like that. It's just two friends hanging out to see in the universe.
Yeah.
And
that's why I'd really like to see them break this pattern. I thought Rory was a much better companion the whole time.
That's true.
I would like to see them break this pattern of a young, attractive, you know, female kind of stuff.
It looked like they were going to do that on Mummy on the Orient Express there for a minute. It looked like they were going to have a male companion for a while.
And who was he?
I don't know.
You don't let strangers into your TARDIS and look at her undercarriage.
Yeah.
Like, you don't let strangers.
Oh, he's a mechanic.
I know, but still, he knew a little too much going in. Oh, no.
Well, he did run a train in space.
That was still suspicious. But
maybe he was the master.
Steampunky.
But Brewster. God, I loved that whole thing. But I would like for somebody to tell me why they don't like her. I'm just curious.
I just made another slight connection.
Okay,
another segue.
Go for it.
No. It's nothing to do with this. It was just. Sorry, we'll
come back. Go ahead.
No.
Well, speaking of my distaste for Amy, I've actually liked her in something.
I love her in
Selfies.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Is that good?
I have more respect for her, Karen, as the actress.
Right.
Because it's like, that's different. That's different. And to see, you know.
It's a different kind of stupid and vapid.
Right.
To me, she's essentially Amy only American. But I respect the fact that her American accent is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
And to see Sulu.
He's so cute. He's a bit of a hottie.
Yeah. And then
I'm hoping this really helps him because I think he is an underrated actor himself.
He plays funny so well.
Yeah, he has comedic timing. He can, you know.
He played creepy so well.
And this is going to be a romantic lead, which is so rare for an Asian dude.
He played creepy really well in Sleepy Hollow.
It's friggin' Henry Higgins.
I can see that.
If he takes her to the Kentucky Derby and she gets up and says, move your blooming ass or something to that.
Yeah.
Because essentially
move
Selfie.
Move your blooming arse.
Essentially Selfie is
My Fair Lady.
The story of My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
But to the point where it's Eliza.
Yeah. But I do.
Eliza Dooley.
I do enjoy that she is essentially Amy, only American.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Halloween costume would be great if she dressed up like a cop or.
It's just like it's amazing how.
Thought you could dress up as a cop. Now I'm doing the nurse tonight.
Yeah,
that was the that'll be another reference.
I dabble.
But you were a nun.
Yeah.
Dabble. All right. So
sorry. So, what?
No,
that one everywhere.
No. I agree. I hated Amy with a burning fiery passion, but I do like Selfie.
It have been pleasantly
burning
surprised
fiery ginger passion.
Yeah. You big ginge.
The ultimate ginge.
No, I've met the ultimate ginge.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the mic over there,
Joshua Nolan. So Selfie, we watched Selfie, and let's see what else we. Gotham, and all right,
Arrow, Gotham, Walking Dead,
Agents of Shield.
I've missed it. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Has anyone here been watching Grace Point?
No,
I only have so much
time.
we watched Grace Point.
I have a hard time.
I'm having a problem. Because really, you know, either if you're going to redo something, redo it, the whole new cast, new setting, and all this stuff, don't take the lead actor and put him in the same role, but...
American.
American. Just make the same goddamn character.
Or yeah, if it like it could have very easily been a very similar crime here, and they knew of his expertise in England and sent for him to help with the case, that would have been totally fine. But instead, he's essentially the same character, only American. And he's playing opposite Walter White's wife from Breaking Bad.
Ah.
And she is... had I not seen her in Breaking Bad, I wouldn't have such a hard time, but she's such a strong character to me. A strong actress and a strong... She's a force of nature in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So when you see her, it diminishes him. Not only does his accent kind of diminish him, he just seems smaller because of how forceful I know she is. So it just doesn't fit like it did in the UK version. I mean, it's still cool. And Nick Nolte got old.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Nolte's in it?
Yeah, Nick Nolte's in it.
I didn't even recognize
him. Actually, the character is actually kind of cool.
But yeah. I didn't even recognize him. I mean, I didn't even... I saw his name in
the credits. You can't miss the squinty eyes.
But I saw his name in the credits, and I kept waiting to see him, and it took me a little bit to realize who it was.
That old guy in the band of boat.
Yeah, right. Okay. But I just...
Looks like Skipper on a three-week bender.
It's like shot for shot.
A three-hour tour took a little longer.
I just wish they would have gone about it a different way, especially since the second season of Broadchurch is coming. It's like, what, that, is he constantly working now? Is he going to be working 24/7 all year round? Because how else is this going to work?
Well, supposedly Grace Point is an event. So it was,
okay.
Now, when that they continue it to the seconds, because that's the way Under the Dome was supposed to have been.
What were the ratings?
Right.
I don't know. It depends.
I mean, that will probably drive it.
And it's Fox.
It's Fox. Right. So in other words, yeah.
And okay. Even shave your neck beard.
Which I have noticed something kind of interesting in watching Grace Point. When the Fox logo shows up, you know, the little bug that's down in the corner of the TV, sometimes it's TARDIS blue.
Yeah. Huh. That's weird.
That's funny.
Cheeky.
It's weird.
It's just real subtle. It pops up.
I mean, it's good. It's very good. The acting is very strong. It's very good. It's just we got spoiled by seeing Broadchurch first.
Mm-hmm.
Had we seen this first, it might have been different, but we got spoiled. Yeah.
And some of it, they're not changing at all. It is shot for shot.
Hey, guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
Kick up on...
Take two.
That Twinkies did a twirl on your mouth.
No twit.
Had I had to? No.